Back now with Day to Day and a musical do-it-yourself craze called Circuit Bending. Anyone with a noisy kid's toy, a screwdriver, and a wet finger can do it. A bunch of these so-called circuit benders are converging at the fourth annual Bent Festival, which kicks off this weekend here in Los Angeles. I spoke with sound artist and circuit bender Lewis Keller and his 30-year-old toy known as the Speak and Spell.
This one still functions as it did originally. Right, so then I...
Well, wait a minute, can you play that again? I never, that was the great thing about Speak and Spell. You never understood what the heck it was trying
really
to ask
to
you to spell.
Yeah.
Let's hear that.
Six,
okay.
Yeah, so.
S-I-X, that is correct.
Okay, that's what my Speak and Spell would sound like maybe after it had died, after I threw it against the wall. But you've actually made changes to the Speak and Spell.
Mm-hmm.
Talk me through, what did you do to it?
So circuit bending really is about hunting and pecking in the dark. You don't really know what you're looking for. You don't have to be some kind of trained electronic engineer or something to get them to make these sounds. You open up the toy and just start connecting random points on the circuit board while making the thing make its sound until you find something that you like, and then you hook up a switch so you can recreate that sound again. So in this case, I've sort of found this spot where it loops up the sound that it's making, repeats it over and over again. But then I've also added things so I can change the pitch that it's playing at.
That is just crazy bizarre, Lewis. How did you learn how to actually do stuff like that?
How did I learn? I think the internet.
Of course. Of course. Lewis, you create musical pieces with some of these objects that you've circuit bent. Can you play one of those for us?
Yeah, I've got a track called Toy Beats that is using kids' Casio keyboards as well as my circuit bent Speak and Math, and those are the only sounds that you'll hear.
Lewis, to put a devil's advocate question to you, there are some people who might say this stuff isn't music. Those sounds aren't instruments. They have no place in music. What's your thoughts?
I'm not worried about whether what I do is labeled as music or not. I'm really interested in sound. So if you don't think that it's music, that's fine. You don't have to listen to it as music.
Lewis, I have gadget envy. Will you talk me through how to circuit bend so I can actually do a little bit myself here?
Sure. We'll start with an easy one, just with a battery-powered radio.
Okay.
It's important in circuit bending that things are run on battery power. Otherwise, you can electrocute yourself. So
right. I'd prefer
once you
not
get
to do that.
More advanced, people plug things in. If you want to turn on that volume knob there.
Okay. And this is like just a little tiny, let's see, it's an Optimus AM-FM radio. It's like the size of the old Walkman. Turn this on.
Yep.
Okay.
Has made the Niger Delta a front burner issue.
All right.
And so now if you lick your index finger.
Okay. This, and why am I doing this?
So your saliva is going to help to make a contact on the circuit board. So you're actually going to become part of the circuit.
And I would prefer not to hurt myself. All right, here we go.
You won't.
And okay.
So now you want to touch it right here. Sort of hunt around a little until you get this squealing, screeching noise. Maybe a little bit to...
Oh, yeah, there it is. I'm killing radio.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not actually bending circuits, am I? I mean...
Yeah, technically you are. So
really?
What circuit bending is just randomly looking for connections on a circuit board that make a new sound. And so you're finding a connection that wasn't put there by the manufacturer that makes a sound
like that.
That wasn't intended, yeah.
Yeah. You've also brought in a couple of things that you've actually built from scratch. Can you tell us a little bit about what you have?
One is a photo theremin. So it's much like the theremin where you're moving your hands in the air to change the sound.
Like the old Beach Boy sound, woo,
yep.
That you just kind of put your hand in and out to control it.
Exactly. The difference with this one, though, is instead of capacitance and radiation, this one is changing based on the light that's getting to a photoresistor in the circuit.
This is so crazy. What people can't see is that you've actually just kind of got your hands around this little wooden box, and you're the one making these noises. Circuit bender Lewis Keller performs tonight here in Los Angeles as part of the fourth annual Bent Festival. Thanks so much for coming in, Lewis.
Thanks for having me.